In October of 2015, the Tax Foundation of Hawaii filed a lawsuit over the constitutionality of the money the state takes from the rail surcharge. The 10% skim the state receives unfairly burdens taxpayers, according to the foundation, and brings in more money than it takes to fund the administration costs. The case made its way to the Hawaii Supreme Court, which heard oral arguments yesterday. Tax Foundation President Tom Yamachika joins us now. This has sort of been a long time coming, and we don't know exactly when we're going to hear the final decision. But just to refresh people's memory a little bit about this, why did you tell them that this was unfairly burdening taxpayers?
Well, the issue that we raised in the lawsuit was that what we have is a surcharge on the GE tax that only burdens the people of Honolulu and businesses in Honolulu. And 10% of that is skimmed off the top, and it goes into the state general fund to do whatever it is, wherever they want it. So it's basically like, under the way the statute has been interpreted, we in Honolulu pay more for state goods and services than the residents of other islands. To the tune of like $25 million more every year. That's what the skim is, because the surcharge brings in maybe $250 million, so the skim is $25 million.
At the conclusion of last session, we didn't really have any more answers than we frankly have right now as to what was going to happen for the rail and being able to make up the shortfall. But part of the conversation was this football about the skim. Should it be 1%? Should it be 10%? What happens with it? That seems to be more on the wayside now, as you're just trying to get to some of the basics of whether the skim should be there at all. But the interesting thing about this case is that there's nobody disputing the facts of what the statutes say. This is all going to come down really to interpretation, which makes it properly placed with the Supreme Court.
Yeah, the state was arguing very desperately that we at the foundation really have no right to bring this to court at all.
They said you had no standing originally.
Right, because they think it's the city's fight. But and the problem, of course, with that was, the city and state made either an agreement, or the state told them what to do, or whatever it was, some unholy pact. But governments don't pay taxes. Taxpayers pay taxes. So what really wasn't considered in any of this is, how much everybody's wallet is being hit.
At this point, when the arguments are pretty much staying the same, I'm sure you didn't hear anything different yesterday.
No. From the questions that the justices were asking, it seems like that they're at least willing to entertain, the possibility of telling the courts and the state, what the statute really means.
Because if they hadn't been, they would have simply kicked it back and said, no, we're not going to handle this.
That's right.
So at this point, not knowing when we're going to get an answer for this, it's just going to be kind of hanging out there. Did you have any indication at all that, aside from the fact that they obviously were listening to the argument, that we might see some real changes in what happens with the skim?
Well, I certainly hope so. Of course, it's too early to tell exactly what if anything they're going to do with it, but we're cautiously optimistic that they'll do something beneficial to the taxpayers.
Meanwhile, we still have this issue with the rail and what's going to happen to be able to bridge that gap. You heard that talked to Stuart Yurden just a little while ago from Civil Beat, and I know you talked to him too about it as these options, all taxation options, which nobody might like. Is there any mitigating way of being able to judge one over another as you see it?
Well, each has its own share of pluses and minuses, and ultimately lawmakers are going to determine their fate. But the problem is if they don't get together and decide on something, then we're going to be stuck with what we now have. Both the House and the Senate versions of the bill last session contained a provision knocking the skim down from 10% to 1%, which we think is, you know, a much more palatable alternative. But given that nobody's agreed on the final version, it's going to stay 10% until such time as people do agree.
But that still goes back to the constitutionality issue of it, right? Because whether it's 1% or 10%, you're still dealing with, is this or is this not constitutional?
Well, we never really disputed that, you know, the fact that the state's doing work, i.e. they're collecting this stuff, and so they're entitled to be paid their costs.
But more than their cost was the issue.
Yeah, I mean, we had reports that the state tax department issued saying that their costs were like $1 million a year, you know, if that. Maybe it was a little bit more in the earlier stages because of, you know, startup costs and that kind of thing. But $1 million a year versus $25 million that they're actually collecting is a big difference. And it's a heck of a lot more that's being extracted out of, you know, the Honolulu residents' pockets to do, you know, God knows what. I mean, it isn't even going to the state tax department. It's going into general fund for general use.
But what, you know, but funding the entire budget is what it's seemingly doing by collecting that amount of money.
Yeah,
and more. So, I mean, is this a way of simply being able to draw money from those of us who will unwittingly just keep paying it?
That's what we contended. I mean, we tried to point out, look, you know, the operational expenses of the Department of Taxation are comparable to what the state's bringing in off this one tax. And by operational expenses, I mean, you know, top to bottom, soup to nuts, to collect
budget.
All their, right. You know, all their taxes, all the systems that are out there, and this real surcharge skim can pay for all of it, top to bottom. So it's too much. It's way too much.
Well, we're going to see if the Supreme Court agrees with you. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you so
much. Always good to talk to you. Tom Yamachika is the president of the Tax Foundation of Hawaii. It's an educational organization dedicated to informing the public about the finances of state and local governments in Hawaii.